Kindly Yours, a For the People fanfic, written and recorded by Litra. Pairing, Jill Roger. Jill and Roger exchange notes. That's not exactly what they're doing, but it feels like it sometimes. Like when Roger stands up from behind the conference table, straightens his jacket, and casually hands her an envelope as he leaves. Or when she sends an intern back with that same envelope and a request for a plea meeting.
You look lovely today. R.
It's been going on for a few years now. I have Broadway tickets for the 14th. Are you free? J. They see each other often enough that they don't need to. They could just say whatever's on their minds.
What show? You're not trying to make me cultured, are you? You'll have to buy me dinner first.
R. They could just text like regular people. Chicago. I thought a gentleman always pays.
J.
It's not something they ever had to hide. From the very start, they were expected to talk to each other, expected to know about each other's cases, expected to be professional. It's that last one that gets thrown out most often.
A show that mocks our entire profession. Good choice. A gentleman only pays when it's a date. Are you asking me out?
R. When Jill comes in the morning to see the pale blue envelope on her desk, her heart skips a beat.
You wish. Are you in?
J. When Roger is working late and someone's PA drops the pale blue envelope into his in-tray, he sits back and decides to take a break.
Absolutely. So, dinner?
R. Somehow that one worn envelope makes Jill feel like a schoolgirl with a secret admirer. Young, carefree, and foolish.
Now who's asking? Tony's? 5:30?
J. When Roger puts pen to paper, the envelope sitting ready, he feels like some Arthurian knight. Simple, just, and true.
I'll put it on my schedule.
R. It's different from the baseball or the carefully unspoken rules they've built up over the years.
It's black tie. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
J. It's the same reason they don't text. It's more intimate and more casual at the same time.
And miss seeing you in a dress? I'm sure I'll be able to scrounge up something.
R. They know there are rumors about it. Every few years, the new blood will get it into their heads to make a betting pool.
Careful, it sounds like you're getting ideas.
J. But they already do things outside of work, so the curiosity fades away.
And if I am?
R. It becomes something expected, unnoticed by the rest of the world.
That's a dangerous game you're playing.
J. It's an ongoing secret, one that they actually want to keep, rather than the confidentiality that's part of the world they've built.
And all the sweeter for it.
R. Something just for them.
See you tonight.
J.